This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. These days, when you leave the office, if you have to work at one at all, it's easy to take the whole office with you on mobile devices. Maybe too easy. A survey by the software company Good Technology says more than 80% of us keep checking emails and taking calls after we leave. On average, we put in an extra 7 hours a week. Here's reporter Jacqueline Guzman.
Let's face it. We're more hooked to our mobile devices than we ever were to landlines. In New York, it's easy to find people tethered to their offices.
Most days, I probably check my email, I don't know, 5 or 6 times a night. Vacations, I probably check even more, like right now.
I wake up in the middle of the night and check it, because if I don't, I'll have more work the next day. So that's why I'm so tired right now.
You just do it because people don't really understand if you, you know, especially in the U.S., why you have to take a vacation.
So we check in. On vacation, at the dinner table, and in bed. John Harima is Senior Vice President at Good Technology. He says we do it mostly to keep clients happy and to stay on top of things. But part of us likes getting messages.
You get a little burst of endorphins. I think overall that certainly is, the idea that you're wanted and that somebody wants to connect to you. There's certainly some gratification that comes with that.
Harima says being connected does have its rewards. You can leave the office early, take long lunches with friends, and go to your child's soccer game. But all that checking in can also add up. Good Technology did a survey of this. It turns out in a year, we put in an extra month and a half of unpaid work just by checking our mobile devices after hours. Deborah DiNincenzo consults on work-life balance in the digital age. She says the boundaries of a normal workday have been blurred. Now we're not sure when it's okay to disconnect.
As a matter of fact, turning their phones off is a pretty novel idea to a lot of people.
And in a competitive job market, we're scared of being disconnected. We let work creep into our personal lives because no one tells us to stop. DiNincenzo says it's up to us to draw the line.
If you're waiting for your organization to provide work-life balance for you, you will be dead before that happens.
Unless you're paid a 24/7 salary, it's probably time to prioritize what gets answered now and what can wait for later. In New York, I'm Jacqueline Guzman for Marketplace.